Standing at the entrance to Navy SEAL training in Coronado, California, is a bronze half-man, half-fish monster that silently challenges every aspiring warrior. Few make it through the crucible to earn the coveted trident. Admiral William H. McRaven not only conquered this challenge, but became the Bullfrog, the longest-serving active-duty Navy SEAL in history. His wisdom, distilled from 37 years of military service, including commanding the operation that killed Osama bin Laden, offers timeless principles that transcend the battlefield. What makes these lessons so powerful? They aren't theoretical abstractions, but hard-won insights from someone who lived them under the most extreme conditions imaginable. Whether you're leading a military unit, a corporate team, or simply trying to lead a more purposeful life, these principles offer a compass for navigating our increasingly complex world. Though honor may seem outdated in our cynical world, this principle has guided leaders across civilizations for millennia. The maxim, "death before dishonor," evolved from Greek Stoics through Roman legions and Japanese samurai to become fundamental in military service. True honor, doing the right thing for the right reasons, forms the bedrock of exceptional leadership. The West Point Honor Code states, "A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate those who do." Without a personal code anchoring your decisions, you drift at the mercy of circumstance. This foundation connects directly to trust, leadership's core that must be built through consistent actions over time. This proved crucial during the Osama bin Laden operation, where established relationships between military and intelligence agencies determined success. When entering new leadership positions, especially as an outsider, earning trust requires showing up early, working harder than everyone, having a clear plan, delivering on promises, sharing hardships, demonstrating genuine care, and admitting mistakes promptly. As Stephen Covey explains in The Speed of Trust, trust requires both character and competence. People may initially trust someone of sound character, but continued trust depends on competent performance. Without this foundation, employees won't follow you through difficult decisions or crises. At the Battle of Midway, Admiral Chester Nimitz made the crucial decision to engage the Japanese fleet despite inconclusive intelligence. When staff voiced concerns, he simply stated, "When in command, command." Leadership inherently involves loneliness. While you should seek counsel and listen to advisors, the final decision and responsibility rests solely with you. Your team looks to you for direction, especially during crises when clarity is paramount. A leader must never appear defeated. Your demeanor sets the tone for the entire organization. Confidence and resolve will be mirrored by your team, while uncertainty will cascade throughout the ranks. Decisiveness isn't recklessness. It means gathering available information, consulting experts, weighing options, and making clear decisions without unnecessary delay. When action is required, true leaders step forward with the confidence that comes from preparation and willingness to accept responsibility for outcomes. Early in McRaven's SEAL career, he was frustrated at being assigned to build a frog float for a local parade while teammates prepared for exciting training. Master Chief Davis counseled him, "Sooner or later, we all have to do things we don't want to do. But if you're going to do it, then do it right. Build the best damn frog float you can." This advice carried profound wisdom. Taking pride in mundane tasks demonstrates character worthy of greater responsibilities. McRaven noticed that exceptional leaders willingly tackle tasks beneath their status without complaint. General Colin Powell, despite being chairman of the Joint Chiefs, would personally help junior officers with presentations, not as calculated gestures, but natural expressions of character. One reliable measure of potential isn't handling major projects, but approaching small, seemingly insignificant tasks with excellence. We all have our frog floats, those assignments we'd rather avoid. How we handle them reveals more about our leadership potential than our performance on high-profile projects. While deployed in Afghanistan, McRaven canceled a family reunion in Paris after reports of civilian casualties during a night raid. Despite his wife's disappointment, he headed to the scene. Leadership means running toward problems, not away from them. Colonel Joshua Chamberlain exemplified this at Gettysburg. When ammunition ran critically low while defending the crucial left flank, the wounded Chamberlain ordered a bayonet charge down the hill. This audacious move forced Confederates to retreat, potentially saving the entire Union position. Contrast this with the Deepwater Horizon oil spill CEO, who initially remained in London and downplayed the disaster. When finally visiting the Gulf Coast weeks later, he complained about wanting his life back, seemingly oblivious to the 11 deaths and countless destroyed livelihoods. Leadership requires facing problems directly, not delegating difficult situations or hiding from accountability. True leaders move toward crises, becoming the face of solutions rather than distancing themselves from difficulties. During a ceremony honoring paralyzed SEAL Lieutenant Commander Moki Martin, McRaven observed a young SEAL who fixed a poorly positioned microphone. When asked why, he simply replied, "Sir, something had to be done, and no one else was doing it, so I thought it was up to me." This mindset, sua sponte, or of your own accord, distinguishes exceptional organizations from mediocre ones. In environments where initiative is valued, problems get solved before they escalate. When people feel empowered to act rather than waiting for instructions, the entire organization becomes more responsive. Initiative must be paired with disciplined execution. When General Stan McChrystal outlined his vision to build a global network countering Al-Qaeda, participants merely hoped for the best. McChrystal proved that hope without concrete planning is insufficient. Over 5 years, McChrystal built one of history's most effective military organizations by strategically positioning personnel wherever terrorist organizations operated, translating vision into actionable strategy. Effective execution requires three elements: a bold, inspiring vision that clearly articulates your goal, a clear strategy outlining how to achieve this vision, and a detailed implementation plan specifying who does what and when. Leadership is conceptually simple yet practically challenging due to human interaction complexities. Great leaders earn loyalty by sharing hardships and prioritizing others rather than relying on fear or position. True leadership begins with integrity, finding and consistently living by a moral code. This foundation, combined with competence, builds trust. Leaders balance confidence with humility, knowing when to make decisive commands and when to perform tasks others might consider beneath them. Effective leadership requires physical and emotional stamina that teams draw upon during challenges. It means confronting problems directly, taking initiative, accepting calculated risks, and managing consequences. Leaders set bold visions with detailed planning while recognizing that plans often change during implementation. The bullfrog wisdom offers timeless principles proven through centuries of leadership challenges, working because they align with fundamental human needs for purpose, direction, and authentic connection. Exceptional leadership comes from consistently applying these principles, especially when difficult, creating environments where others can thrive and achieve their full potential.